Sheikh Sahib will recite from verse 21 to 29 in Jahannam.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن جهنم كانت مرصادا للطاغين مآبا لابثين فيها أحقابا لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا إلا حميما وغساقا جزاء وفاقا إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا وكذبوا بآياتنا كذابا وكل شيء أحصيناه كتابا صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ رسوله الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين بقلب سليم. And we have explained in the previous session the two verses, and the heavens shall be opened and it will become as gates, and the mountain shall be moved away from their places and they will be as if they were a mirage. So, and we have explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the heavens for His servant. The interpretation of that verse is that He will open it for those who are seeking His way, those who are worshipping Him. And then وَسُيِّرَتْ الْجِبَالُ فَكَانَتْ سَرَابًا, and then the mountains will be moved. And we explained that two meanings. Physical meaning is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make all the mountains on this earth like powder, like dust, and throw them, scatter them in this universe. And like the volcano, how it will happen. And then we explained about that if those seekers or those who are going in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give them a power to destroy their desires. That is another meaning for it. And now we come to the verse, إِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ كَانَتْ مِرْصَادًا. Truly hell is a place of ambush. لِلْطَاغِينَ مَآبَ, a dwelling place for the طاغون, those who transgress the boundary limits set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مِرْصَاد, رَصَدَ الشَّيْءِ in Arabic we say means someone who has always monitoring the activity. You say when a president move, there is someone who is monitoring the security of that president. Or we can say marsad, like a big, huge telescope. What you call it in English? Where you observatory. So it detects that huge, like Hubble telescope, it detects everything in this universe that can detect it. And they say that they were able to see the one of the sides of this universe with this Hubble telescope that they have sent some years ago. إِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ كَانَتْ مِرْصَادًا means hell is monitoring, is like an observatory for the amal of Bani Adam, waiting how we are going to be doing in this life. So if we are on the right path, Jahannam has nothing to do with us. Jahannam doesn't monitor you because you are in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are in the way of Allah, Allah will grant them. إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازًا, Allah will grant them happiness. But for طَاغِين, Who is monitoring them? Jahannam is waiting, welcoming them. Come, come to me. I'm happy to receive you. And that's why every amal that is done by us is monitored by Jahannam in order that it will bring us in. لِلطَّاغِينَ مَآبًا means there is no way for those who disbelieved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are for sure going to be their places. لِلطَّاغِينَ مَآبًا means it is another way when you are in your way to something and you do bad, Jahannam, you have a return ticket for Jahannam. Understand? They say to you, come, what you have done? You prayed already 20 raka'at tarawih. You think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are helpless, weak servant. Nothing. We cannot do anything from ourselves. By Allah's grace, we were able to pray 20 raka'at. You think Allah will not reward us for that? You think that 20 raka'at in the way of Allah, how much are they are favorable to heavens? How much angels are writing rewards to those people who are praying? That is what we are taking with us. Dunya is finishing. Allah said, لِلطَّاغِينَ مَآبًا. For those who transgress the limit, they are coming to Jahannam. لَابِسِينَ فِيهَا أَحْقَابًا. Allah said, لِلطَّاغِينَ مَآبًا. Those who transgress the limits means mushrikeen, those who worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who worship idols, those who associate anyone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people are going to be لابسين فيها أحقابا. They are going to stay in it. They will abide therein for ages. What that mean for ages, Tahir? Long time. And why in Islam we used حِقْبَه من الزمن, أحقاب? Because in the tribal meaning of the language of Holy Quran, حِقْبَه أو حِقْب. So it has no end. لَابِثِينَ فِيهَا أَحْقَابًا means they are going to stay in it with no end. There is no way to come out of it. And now, ulama al-lugha, the linguistic scholars, they gave different meaning of ahqab. And we will give one. So, it is also said that Jahannam kanat mirsada is no one can enter paradise without passing through the bridge that is over Jahannam. If you can pass that bridge and you don't fall to Jahannam, then Abi Huraira, what he said, Abu Huraira said, لَابِثِينَ فِيهَا أَحْقَابًا. Al-Haqba min al-Zaman, the time of Haqab is 80 years. And the year is 360 days. And when he said, لَابِثِينَ فِيهَا أَحْقَابًا, means there is no way to come out from it. And Ibn Umar, عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, Ibn Umar said, that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, وَاللَّهِ لَا يَخْرُجُ مِنَ النَّارِ أَحَدٌ حَتَّى يَمْكُثُ فِيهَا أَحْقَابًا. Prophet is giving an oath that no one will go out of here has 300 and every day is like 1,000 years of what you are counting. قال ابن عمر, ابن عمر said رضي الله عنه, that means what Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has described in that hadith, that no one can go out from hellfire if he is not if he is worshipping other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the meaning مخلدين في النار. That's no way to go out. The other meaning that we can understand that if we want to look at it from a spiritual meaning, we are doing something that we will be asked for it in the judgment day. لِلطَّاغِينَ مَآبَ. These and difficulties for ages and ages in your dunya life. And now we are seeing the situation of the Muslims today. Of our amal, of our bad intentions. Look what is happening with the Muslims around the world. They are in difficulties, and that is going taking ages. We are falling into the difficulties, from one difficulty to another difficulty, for ages and ages. Means it is an ishara, it is a signal to us that, O mu'min, be careful of what is coming because of your transgressing the limits. لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا إلا حميما وغساقا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue, verse 24, nothing cool shall they taste therein, nor any drink. They are only to get except boiling water and dirty wound discharges. لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا. They are not going to in it going to, they are not going ever to drink a cool water or to feel cool or peace, never, because of what they are doing. And barad means bardan, when you are, you want to drink something cold in order to quench your thirstiness. Also, if you are thirsty and you didn't find water and you try to sleep and you sleep and you wake up later, you see yourself, you are not thirsty anymore. Is that? You feel thirst is gone for some time. And that's why they used also in the Arabic language bardan for sleeping. When someone sleeps, means he is in a peaceful, cool situation, environment. Those who are going to, someone has a wound and all these pus come out, this is going what they're going their drink. This is what you are going to drink. Those who are unbelievers are going to drink that kind of drink. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from these difficulties. In this dunya, if you carry the difficulties in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fi sabilillah, then in akhirah you will not carry difficulties. Then in akhirah you will see bardan wa salaman. You will feel that peacefulness and that coolness. But if you are not going to carry the difficulties in your dunya fi sabilillah, coming to prayer, people come to prayer and they are lazy. All of us, we want to do against his wish and carry the burden and the difficulties and praying with jama'ah, praying on the time, fasting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, walking in the way of Allah fi sabilillah, Allah will grant you bardan wa salaman in judgment day and in paradise. لا يذوقون فيها بردان ولا شرابا. In Jahannam you are not going, they are not going to taste bard, coolness, peacefulness and something to drink. But for mu'min you are going to have. May Allah save us and protect us.
لا يذوقون فيها إلا بردا لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا إلا حميما وغساقا. حميما وغساقا. ابن مسعود سد رضي الله عنه وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال لون الغساق هو لون من ألوان العذاب. That pus is a kind of torturing. وهو البرد الشديد. It is the very very cold weather. Freezing temperature. They are going to ask Allah, Ya Rabbana, O Allah, send us to hellfire. Not give us that cold weather, but give us hot fire to burn us, because it is easier than the freezing temperature that they are going to be tortured with. And he said that Al-Ghassaq is a valley in hellfire. In it there are 330 different districts. In every district there is 330. May Allah save us and forgive us. Ibn Mas'ud said radiyallahu anhu, لو علم أهل النار أنهم يلبسون في النار عدد حصى الدنيا لفرحوا. Ibn Mas'ud said, if the people of hellfire would know, if Allah would tell them that they are going to stay in hellfire on the years, the number of years are equal to the numbers of pebbles and rocks in this world, they will be happy. It has a dunya lahazin. And if the people of paradise, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, I'm going to leave you in paradise for the number of years on the number of the rocks of this dunya and the pebbles, they are going to be sad. Because for them that's an end. Means those who are in hellfire, unbelievers who worship other than Allah, going to be eternal. And those who worship Allah, they are going to be paradise eternal. May Allah forgive us and may Allah bless us and forgive us.